This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple will be live streaming the Democratic presidential debate tomorrow in New Hampshire. It's partnering with ABC News to provide analytics, graphics, and field questions from readers of Apple News. Twitter has special coverage as well. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports on what these digital outlets get from established news organizations in this political season.
Apple News Plus wants to let you know it's a real news source.
It definitely, ABC is giving the news legitimacy to Apple.
Ken Doctor is an analyst with the site Medianomics.
It is putting Apple into the league of being a news company, and that's giving them a lot of legitimacy for a company that pays so few journalists.
What Apple is doing is nothing new. In the 2016 elections, Twitter partnered with CBS to broadcast and provide analytics. Later this month, Twitter will do that again for a Democratic debate in South Carolina. When Apple News Plus launched last year, it offered hundreds of magazine and newspaper titles for about $10 a month. But Rick Edmonds, an analyst with the Poynter Institute, says media users have subscription fatigue.
You look at the bill and say, man, I'm paying about as much as I want to pay.
Which might be why Apple is partnering with ABC News. Journalism, a tough business to get into, but if there's ever a good time, it's during an election year. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.